بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى قال ابن القيم رحمه الله معنى الطاغوت. ابن القيم he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى the meaning of الطاغوت ما تجاوز به العبد حده من معبود أو متبوع أو مطاع. That الطاغوت is that which the servant he has transgressed the limits with regards to by way of worshipping it, taking it as an object of worship or directing some type of worship towards it, or by following it upon misguidance and upon a deviant way, upon disobedience, or by obeying it in something that has been made permissible, and obeying it in the fact and believing that it's impermissible, or the opposite of that, obeying someone who claims that something is haram and it's halal, or obeying someone who claims that something is halal and really it is haram in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we have seen the issues of this statement in the previous class. Walillahi alhamd, al-taghut is from al-tughyan, transgressing the limits. And the author he mentioned wal-tawaghitu kathiratun, and these tawaghit, these things that people transgress the limits with regards to, and in transgressing the limits and the rights that have been set for them and that have been legislated and allowed for them, there are many of them. وَرُؤُسُهُمْ خَمْسَةً, but the heads of them are five. Iblis لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, the shaitan Iblis لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, may the curse of Allah be upon him. وَمَنْ عُبِدَ وَهُوَ رَاضٍ, the one who is worshipped or some type of worship is directed to him and he's pleased with that. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ نَفْسِهِ, and the one who called others to worship him, and he worship him himself. وَمَنْ دَعَى شَيْئًا مِنْ عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ, and also the one who claims that he has knowledge of the unseen. وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ, and the one who judged and ruled and regulated with other than that which Allah has revealed. All of these are from the major aspects from the major issues of al-taghut, yani the major and the heads of al-tawaghit, as the author he mentioned, are these five affairs here. And the one who is truly holding fast to the deen, and the one who is truly steadfast upon al-istiqama, and the one who is firm upon the straight path, he is the one who is disbelieving in these affairs. He is the one who has disbelieved in these affairs, and he believes that these are worshipped in falsehood, and that these things and this worship and the following of these things is misguidance, is deviation, and that this worship that is directed to those things are not worthy of worship, and that worship is falsehood. And likewise, that those who follow those other ways or follow those other people in disobedience and the likes like this, they believe that this is falsehood and this is incorrect and this is a foul way. And those who obey others in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe that this is falsehood and they stay away from that and they fear that. Those who are holding fast to the deen, they believe in Allah and that He is the only one who is worthy of worship. And they strive against their souls to obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He has commanded and what He has prohibited. And they believe in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they take Him as a role model and they follow Him and His creed and His belief and His conduct and His manners and the way that He worshipped salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. The author he mentioned what dalilu qawluhu ta'ala, and the evidence for this or that which has preceded is a statement of Allah the Most High, la ikraha fi ddin qad tabayyana ar-rushdu min al-ghay faman yakfur bit-taghuti wa yu'min billahi faqad istamsaka bil-urwatil wuthqa la infisama laha wallahu sami'un 'alim. The author he mentioned the evidence for that which has preceded, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, la ikraha fi ddin. La ikraha fi ddin. There is no compulsion in the deen. There is no compulsion in the religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. The upright and correct path has been clarified from misguidance. Upright guidance has been clarified and been made clear from misguidance and from deviation. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ So therefore, whoever disbelieves in الطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ And he believes in Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى Then verily he has grasped and held tight to the strongest handhold, to the strongest bond. لَنْفِصَامَ لَهَا That will never break. And that will never be separated. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ And Allah, He is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in the deen. There is no compulsion in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people, they believe upon contentment and they believe upon satisfaction, what they find in their heart from witnessing the evidences in the Quran and in the Sunnah, and from witnessing the evidences in their own creation and the creation of the heavens and the earth. They see the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they see the ayat of Allah azza wa jal kawniya coinciding with that ayat al-Qur'aniya al-Shar'iya, and they submit and they believe with certainty and with contentment and with satisfaction, and they surrender and they submit, not upon compulsion. And the one who believed by way of compulsion, or he stated that he was a believer by way of compulsion, it will never be accepted from him. Rather, iman, it has to be upon al-qana'ah, and it has to be upon satisfaction and contentment and sincere faith and belief. And sincere faith and in belief. And this is the case for those who seek the proof and seek the truth by following the evidences. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ The clear way has been made clear. The upright path has been made clear from misguidance. الرُّشْدُ الْعِلْمُ النَّافِعُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ The righteous deen and the correct knowledge. All of this has been made clear. The upright path and the upright deen, the knowledge that leads to the pleasure of Allah, has been made clear from the misguidance. Now, the truth has been made clear from falsehood, and the iman has been clarified and separated from disbelief, and the tawheed has been clarified, and the shirk is known, and the guidance is known from misguidance. And this is for the one who seeks the evidences and the proofs and looks into the Quran and into the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sincerity and with honesty and with truthfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking to find the path that leads to His pleasure, tabaraka wa ta'ala, following the ways of the righteous before, then he will see those evidences and he will see those proofs. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ The upright and correct way has been clarified from the way of falsehood. Has been clarified from the way of falsehood by the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the seal of the messengers. لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدُهُ وَقَدْ أَكْمَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الدِّينِ And Allah, He has completed the deen with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his conveyance to his companions, and the fact that they believed and they followed that, radiallahu anhum, and they conveyed it to mankind until the day of resurrection in this chain of narration, conveying the correct deen that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ تَبَيِّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ The upright and clear way has been clarified from the falsehood and the ways of misguidance. الْغَيِّ يعني الضلال, misguidance. الرُّشْدُ يعني الْهُدَى Al-Huda, guidance. The guidance has been clarified. The guidance has been made clear from the ways of deviation and misguidance and corruption and evil. Naam, la ikraha fi al-deen. Some people, they have misunderstood this verse, no compulsion in the deen. And so they say, he can be a Jew, he can be a Christian, he can be whatever he wants to. There's no compulsion in the deen. La, that's not what this means. La ikraha fi al-deen, meaning that the evidence is clear. Then whoever is going to believe, let him believe, and it's on his own soul, and he will benefit for his own soul. And whoever turns away from the clear guidance, then he rejects the truth, then it's a burden upon his own soul. But whoever believes, he has to believe upon certainty, and he has to believe with sincerity, and he has to believe upon contentment and seeing the evidences and the proofs, not from blind following, and not from being compulsed, not from being forced into faith. Rather, there is no forcing or compulsion in the deen. The deen is for Allah alone. Allah lillahi ad-deenul Khalis, ad-dinul khalis. The deen has to be for Allah alone. So somebody cannot accept the religion based upon compulsion. Even if they did outwardly, it will never be accepted from them until they inwardly and outwardly submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for those who do not choose to submit, then they are from the dwellers of the hellfire. And this has been clarified in many classes, specifically in the classes of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, that whoever seeks another way other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and hereafter he'll be from the losers. And whoever came after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not believe in what he was sent with, whether he's a Jew or a Christian, then he will be from the people of the hellfire. And the evidences for this issue have proceeded. لا إكراه في الدين. It doesn't mean anybody, that person, he has a choice. He could be a Christian, he could be a Jew. لا, all of them, they have to be Muslims. They are created to be Muslims. They are created to surrender and to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's a test and there's a trial. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. And in the end, there will be a group in paradise and there's a group in the hellfire. There will be a group in the hell, in the paradise, and there will be a group in the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His mercy and from His grace to make us from the people who go to His paradise and to save us from the hellfire. لا إكراه في الدين. There's no compulsion in the religion. This is because the evidence is clear. قَدْ تَبَيِّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. So therefore, من فمن يكفر بالطاغوت, whoever disbelieves in everything that's worshipped besides Allah. He disbelieves in that, meaning he believes that it is falsehood. He believes that it's not worthy of worship. In all of the ways that Allah is worshipped, likewise, besides Al-Islam, he believes that those ways are falsehood. And he believes that those ways are evil, and he disapproves of that. And he finds it to be evil, and he finds it to be a foul way. Those that are worshipped besides Allah, they're worshipped in falsehood. And those who worship Allah upon a way other than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people are upon falsehood. This is what it means to disbelieve in the taghut. To disbelieve in the taghut. We believe in Allah. And we believe in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the book of Allah. And we follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we understand the book of Allah. And the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as it was revealed and taught and clarified to the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa radiya Allahu anhum jami'an. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ Whoever does this, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى أي تَصَمَ بِهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى Then verily he has grasped the strongest bond and the strongest handhold. العروة الوثقى لا إله إلا الله كلمة التوحيد وكلمة الإخلاص وكلمة الصدق وكلمة الجنة now مفتاح الجنة the key and the statement of paradise and the statement of sincerity and the statement of purity and the statement of truthfulness and honesty and the statement which the reason is the reason for the creation of the heavens and the earth and the establishment of the deen and the revelation of the revelation and likewise the coming of the messengers and this is the reason why we are breathing la ilaha illallah whoever holds fast to that then he has grasped the strongest handhold holding fast to that means that one must disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Allah and one must disbelieve and disapprove of every way that Allah is worshipped besides the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu these statements have meanings I bear witness there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. These words, they have meanings and they require and necessitate for a believer to comply to those meanings and to apply those meanings and to live by way of those meanings and to hope to die upon that which this requires and necessitates. And whoever does that, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْفِصَامَ لَهَا لَنْفِصَامَ لَهَا And this is from the people of paradise. نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله نسأل الله عز وجل من فضله The author, he says, وَهَذَا مَعْنَى لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَهَذَا مَعْنَى لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يعني meaning because in this statement فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ يعني this is disbelief, يعني negation وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ This is affirmation. And this is the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. Negation and affirmation. We have seen in our previous classes وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ That the statement لا إله إلا الله It is established upon two pillars. نَفْيٌ عَامٌ لِجَمِيعِ مَا يُبَدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَإِثْبَاتُ الْعِبَادَةَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ إِثْبَاتُ الْخَاصِ نَفْيُ الْعِبَادَةَ عَنْ كُلِ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ نَفْيًا عَامًا وإثباتها لله وحده سبحانه وتعالى an all-inclusive and general negation negating the right to be worshipped from everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and affirming that worship and the right to be worshipped alone for Allah عز وجل this is the meaning of the shahada لا إله إلا الله فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى الانفصام لها الانفصام laha. So this is not a statement that is just stated on the tongue. This is not a statement that doesn't have any meanings. Rather, it has the greatest meaning. It has the greatest meaning. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. Everything that is worshipped besides Allah is falsehood and does not deserve to be worshipped. It is worshipped in falsehood, no matter how great it may be. It's from the creation. It is created and it has a creator. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the creator. He's not created. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khaliqu kulli shay. Fa'budu. He is the creator of all things. Therefore, worship Him. Ya ayyuhan nas, ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you. No matter how great the heavens may be, or the sun and the earth may be, no matter how great the angels may be, or even the prophets, the ranks that they may reach, alayhim as-salatu wasalam, they're still creation. They have a beginning and an end. They're created. They're created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brought them into existence. Al-Khaliq al-Bari subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He gave them its shape and its form. Al-Musawwir, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And He is the one who gives life, and He is the one who gives death. And He is alive, and He never dies. And He feeds, and He is not fed. And He is alive, and He does not get sleepy or tired. He is strong and free of all needs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الغني. Allahu Akbar. لذلك نقول لا إله إلا الله. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. This requires for a person to surrender and to submit with sincerity and with piety, with obedience to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to comply to His commandments and to follow His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in public and in private, inwardly and outwardly, in the masjid and in the home, and in the market and in the street. Like this, a believer, he will comply to that statement. The statement has a meaning, and it necessitates and requires for a believer to act and to conduct himself in a specific way. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa fil hadith, and in the evidence likewise from the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that which has preceded, Ratsu al-Amri al-Islam wa amuduhu salat wa dhiru tusanamihi al-jihadu fi sabirillah, that the head of the affair is al-Islam, and that the pillar of Islam is as-salat, and the highest peak of al-Islam is al-jihadu fi sabirillah, striving and fighting in the path of Allah. The author, he says, mentioning that hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ratsu al-Amri al-Islam, yani the head of the affair, the foundation of the affair is al-Islam, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed, and fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by actualizing the shahadatain, by actualizing and fulfilling the rights of the testification that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and actualizing and implementing and fulfilling the rights of the statement, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, with knowledge and action, ilman wa amala. At this time, this is Islam. Hada ratsu al-amr. Ratsu al-amri al-Islam. Ratsu al-amri al-Islam. Yani tahqiq al-shahadataini ilman wa amala. Tahqiq al-shahadataini ilman wa amala. To fulfill the rights of al-shahadatain. To actualize them and to apply them and to implement them and to live by way of them. And what they require and necessitate from the great meanings that are contained therein by way of knowledge and action. This is the Ratsu al-amr. This is the head of the affair. This is the foundation, and this is what is required for a person to be successful in this life. And likewise, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'umuduhu as-salat. And the foundation, and the pillar of al-Islam, it is as-salat. And the umud al-Islam, as-salat. Meaning, this is an example like the umud of something, like, for example, a fustat, or al-khaymah, a tent. A tent that is set up, it has a pillar in the middle that's keeping it there. If that pillar is taken down, the tent falls. If the pillar is taken down, the tent falls. Like this, if its salat is taken down, Islam falls. There's no Islam without salat. And the evidences have come in this, and we have discussed this in detail. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned not that the narration. Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salatu faman taraka kafar. That the covenant between us and them is the salat. So whoever leaves it, he disbelieved. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bayna al-rajuli wa bayna al-shirki wa al-kufri taraku as-salat. Between a man and disbelief and shirk is leaving the prayer. So this is a great statement that a believer has to realize and be concerned with, to realize the greatness of a salat in al-Islam. Rather, it's the foundation, or it's the pillar of al-Islam. It's the pillar of al-Islam. If that falls down, Islam falls down. There's no Islam without salat. وَعَمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةُ وَعَمُودُهُ أي عمود الإسلام الصَّلَاةُ عمود الإسلام الصَّلَاةُ. Then the author, he mentioned وَذِرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ أو in the hadith وذروة سنامه الجهاد في سبيل الله. ذروة شيء أعلاه أرفعه. ذروة البعير أعلاه سنامه. ذروة البعير سنامه. يعني the highest point. And they call it السنام. The سنام is ذروة البعير. يعني the hump of the camel is his highest point. يعني the hump of the camel is called سنام. لكن he is mentioning صلى الله عليه وسلم that the highest point of al-Islam, the peak of al-Islam is al-jihad fi sabilillah, striving and fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is in reference to al-jihad al-shar'i, the one that is legislated, not the jihad of the takfiriyin, the jihad of these misguided deviant sects from the khawarij and from the evil people who spread evil and mischief in the land and shed the blood of the believers and the non-believers and causing terror in the land and the terrorists and the likes like this. This is not what is being referred to. What is being referred to is al-jihad fi sabilillah, al-jihad al-shar'i, that is legislated, that is based upon principles and foundations, that is based upon evidences and proofs that are found in the Quran and the Sunnah, based upon that which is clear and understood by the scholars and the people of hadith, past and present. And the greatest of jihad, jihad with nafs, to strive against one's soul to be obedient. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-mujahidu man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. Al-mujahidu man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. That the true mujahid, the true fighter in the path of Allah, is the one who fights his own soul and strives against his own soul in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, he mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And whoever strives in our path and strives in our cause, meaning strives to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complying to his commandments and staying away from his prohibition and following his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Verily, we will guide them to our ways. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily, Allah, he is with the good doers, and he is with them by aiding them and supporting them and keeping them safe and giving them success and guiding them to good knowledge and beneficial knowledge and guiding them to companions that are upright and good and guiding them to the path of success and giving them the ability to do the righteous actions that are pleasing to Allah and giving them success to stay away from sins. Now, in this manner. Then the author, he closed, Wallahu a'lamu wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The author, he closed this great and this amazing treatise with returning the knowledge back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ascribing the knowledge back to Allah. Wallahu a'lam. And Allah, he knows best. And Allah, he knows best. We see that the author's Rahimallahu ta'ala, he has summarized the deen in this brief and short treatise, and he has summarized al-Islam and al-Iman and al-Ihsan. And the one who learns this treatise and learns what it contains and learns this treatise properly, inshallah, his Islam will be good. He seeks the knowledge of this treatise that is found therein, because the author, he summarized the deen here, summarized it for the one who wants to follow it, and the one who wants to be upright. He should know these affairs, and he should learn these affairs, and he should know these proofs and evidences, and he should live by way of them and die upon that. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the knowledge that we have learned and that he has given us a proof for us and not a proof against us, and to increase us in beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.